As another train sweeps by, I find myself sat next to Timmy. Am I fair to call you a squaddy?
Yeah, sort of, yeah, mate, yeah, definitely.
We won't go into too much detail about where you're serving, but have you got back from Iraq or you're heading back to there?
No, I've just got back, and I've got 6 months before I go, but I might be coming out, done my bag in really badly. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're kind of on a bit of sick leave at the moment?
Yeah, definitely, mate. It's not good.
No, not good.
Someone pulled me back, my two collarbones went mill, put my whole back in a spasm.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it somebody who, a part of your unit, did that?
Yeah.
Playing around?
No.
Right.
It was a PT instructor, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. I was overtooking him, yeah. And he didn't like it, so he pulled me back when I 36 kilo in my back. So.
Wow.
Yeah, painful. So,
funny how you should be injured in Iraq by friendly fire as such.
But it's not. So,
no,
unfriendly
fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. The reason why I wanted to start talking to you is because a moment ago you put your bags down beside me and then went to get a coffee, and I didn't think anything of it because, you know, I like to think with my extensive world travelling, I know the difference between a terrorist and a commuter.
Yeah.
And then the litter collecting lady kind of ran up to me and said, "Whose bags are they? Whose bags are they?" And I say, "It's all right, it's just the guy in there in the cap." And then what did she come...
30 seconds away.
Yeah, what did she say to you?
Can you please take your bags with you wherever you go, or we'll get the security guard to confiscate them.
I know, and it looked like she was serious about getting these bags taken away, which at the moment looks like your entire worldly possessions.
Yeah, it's a week stay that I've just come from Lowestoft to here for a week stay and my packets of crisps.
Yeah. Mostly packets of crisps, which don't look much like a threat to me, but I then got in a conversation with another commuter saying on how I think this is wrong. I think we're kind of being led to believe we should be scared of way, way more than we should. I mean, who taught us to be this fearful? I guess it's the media.
They're definitely the media, honestly. As you go through the papers, and back speaking, as you know, my proper name, there's a lot going on in Iraq that's too much, and the media's not getting enough of that and showing the people what they're meant to be scared of or not.
Yeah.
Something that's just a few bombs and happened in England. Yeah. And then
I think the statistics would say you're more likely to die in a train accident than actually be killed in a bomb in a train station, probably.
Yeah, so. Exactly, yeah.
So
definitely.
So where is the threat here? And you're saying, you know, you've seen some serious action over in Iraq, and maybe we should be documenting other areas where the threats lie.
Yeah, definitely. Train station, Milton Keynes train station. Yeah. So honestly, who wants to blow up Milton Keynes train station?
But I do. I do think that maybe the lady collecting the litter is proud to also be on high security alert. Probably a job created out of nothing, because we are becoming a kingdom of fear.
Definitely, probably coming kingdom of fear. And as the when they go for their training, my mate's gone for training to be a train like. Whatever it's called,
a conductor or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what they put into them.
Really?
That, to be so
security, security.
On your ass, sorry, my language, but yeah, they're on their edge 24/7, and they worry about it too much. Yeah. Definitely worry about it too much, and that's nothing to worry about. Well, there is stuff to worry about, obviously, but it's not like you got to go over conscious about it.
No, totally. I think we should all just chill out a little bit. Well, thanks a lot for putting your life on the line, and I'm sorry that you got injured by some probably egotistical PT instructor. I hope you find a way out, actually.
Cheers. I'm supposed to be getting out, but you never know what happens to the army.
You know
they don't let you out, do they?
Good luck, Timmy.
Cheers, buddy.